2 years ago, the First Lady of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Hannah Zedekiah, organized a mother and child outreach program to collect and distribute babies and children's supplies abroad for delivery to hospitals as well as remote medical clinics on 34 outer islands in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. Carmen Chungom, RMI Consulate General in Arkansas, is facilitating the project here for the first time. Beginning later this month, she will be traveling around the area soliciting donations. But to learn more about the pressing need, we called the office of the president of the Marshall Islands, located in the capital city, Majuro.
Yes, my name is Bruce Kitchener. I'm a presidential aide for the president of the Marshall Islands.
Bruce Kitchener says many Marshallese mothers will welcome the donations.
There is tremendous need for newborn babies to receive the best we can provide them. But considering the international economic pressures on countries, small countries like the Marshall Islands, the First Ladies program is a real help to poor families that live in the outer islands where they don't have access to full medical care, and especially in the area of newborn clothing, bottles, baby bottles, milk. And so the First Lady has been really proactive and has gone out of the country to solicit assistance and material donations for young mothers who are early school leavers, and they don't have the capacity to provide for their children. So this program really helps.
Grace Donahoe, retired director of education for the Jones Center for Families in Springdale, has assisted Marshallese migrants for many years through her project called Gaps in Services. She and other members, along with Marshallese General Counsel Carmen Chungom, will be working with a local civic and church coalition to raise awareness about the project.
And what we're wanting to do is mobilize civic organizations, businesses, and churches to donate goods to fill a sea van and have it shipped to the Marshall Islands by Christmas of this year. And my church has agreed to house the baby and children items until we have enough to ship them to the Marshall Islands.
And there's a specific list of needed items.
And they include new and used clothing, preemie and newborn, diapers, lightweight blankets, all sorts of baby lotions, oils, powders, bottles, diaper rash ointments, towels, bibs, teething gels, shampoos, baby cereals.
The drive starts October 1st and will continue until the sea van, a very large, dry, seaworthy cargo container, is filled, and then it will be shipped to the islands just in time for Christmas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.